Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
God, I sound like I'm in a cave. I'm going to have to make some adjustments there, but not too bad. That's the new Mud Toe at Midnight show opening. This is Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. The open you just heard, I replaced the old one because it had gotten out of date. I'd made a lot of references to places where you could get a hold of me where you can't get a hold of me anymore. So that would be best if I update that. I think I just left everything out of it. I'm just going to have to tell you on my own now. The music you heard in the background, I recorded at Ash Cave, which is a cave. And we took a bunch of drummers went there, and we drummed. And it's really quite interesting drumming inside of a cave. Now, of course, my voice I recorded later on, not in a cave. It was here in the Mud Toe Studios. And I'm wondering if the voice you're listening to right now kind of sounds like that. I think it probably has something to do with the processing. You got to send the sound file to Blog Talk Radio, and they process it before you're allowed to use it. And I think they take out quite a number of the bits. There's a serious degradation in the sound quality, I have noted. So I may just have to tweak it a little bit to get it to sound a little bit better on the air. But I think, you know, for the first time through, it went pretty well. I'm basically pleased with it for having engineered it myself. I'm wondering if this is going to sound like the same as that. I had put on here, just in case I needed to have it, a sample of other Ash Cave music. It's just a different, let me just try this to see what it sounds like. That kind of sounds like, I don't know what that sounded like. Yeah, I'm going to have to work with that a little bit, I guess. But hey, the original recordings sound great. I do them with a little handheld digital recorder that I've had for years and years and years, one of the first ones that came out. And I've just been walking around with it, records in stereo, and I think it does a nice job, but we lost something in the translation coming from my little handheld device there onto Blog Talk Radio. While we're on the subject of Blog Talk Radio and the With Insights channel of such, you can catch other programs on this same channel. Now, I have been doing a pretty rotten job of telling you where those shows are and when they are because the schedule keeps changing on me. So what I'm going to do is advise you to go to the With Insights Radio channel homepage on Blog Talk Radio, and it will give you all the information that you need. Now, Iggy and Rosa, they still have their shows on Mondays at 6. I believe that Jenny Seek has moved to Wednesdays. Heather Tapia is on hiatus, but Ananda of Love, Sit Chat Ananda of Love, is back on Thursdays at midnight, and I'm still here on Fridays at midnight. I believe all of that information is accurate, but I say it tends to change when I'm not looking. So you might want to check and make sure what I've told you there is accurate, and to look for the appropriate time in your area, time zone, keeping in mind that tomorrow, here in the States, the time changes. We go back to Eastern Standard Time, which is kind of fun because there's now more daylight saving time than there is standard time. We go, I believe the change is in first week of November, and then we go back. Might be in February now. It's at least in March. Because my memory was always that it was sometime around Easter we'd lose an hour, and then the first week of October we would get it back. And now they keep pushing the boundaries. And I said, why don't we just have it all one way or all the other? I really don't. I mean, there's some happy horseshit explanation. I never really kind of went for it as somebody somewhere has a vested interest in this time change happening, and they just digging in their heels about it. Maybe not, or maybe I don't know. Maybe just nobody's really serious about changing it. I don't know. It just seems like kind of a needless pain to me. This is the one I enjoy, of course. The fall back is a good one. That's why I was taught spring up, fall back. So it's in the spring, you turn your clocks up. In the fall, you turn them back. Spring up, fall back. Clever, little mnemonic there. So this is fall back, and it's the good one. It's my favorite of the two. Spring up sucks. It's a pain. It takes me about a month to adjust, particularly when I have a job where I have to get up early in the morning, which at the moment I really don't. But who knows what happens between now and then. But it is what it is. And I will live with it as best I can. Once again, thank you for joining me tonight. I need to apologize for not being on the air last week. If you were looking for me, had a little family matter come up. I don't really want to go into the details. It's nothing terrible, but it was something that had to be dealt with, and the time got away from me on the day, and I wasn't able to get back and do the show. That's really all the explanation I'm going to offer. I hope that satisfies you. But yeah, it was a matter that got settled. It was never, there's no danger or no illness or no sickness or no people trying to strangle each other or anything like that. It was just something that happened that had to be taken care of, and it interfered with my doing the show, and I apologize for that. But I'm back this week, ready and raring to go, as you can tell. So. What shall we speak of? Let me talk about the blog entry. For those of you who are new, the blog is at mudtoesasquatch.com, mudtoesasquatch.com. Back in business after a brief hiatus a couple of weeks ago, occurring because I forgot to renew my domain name. And thank God, I did get back in a couple of days, because I'm sure thousands of people are trying to get that domain name Mud Toe Sasquatch. Probably not, because I've noticed that mudtoesasquatch.org is still available, as is mudtoesasquatch.net, as is mudtoesasquatch.cc, as in is mudtoesasquatch. Just about anything else you might care to imagine. And perhaps I will own all of those one day, or not own them, but I guess I sort of own them. I own a right to them, because I have a sort of a professional right to the name Mud Toe Sasquatch, because I am writing, or at least aspire to write professionally under the name Mud Toe Sasquatch. So I have a legitimate claim to that name that someone else might not have. Now, it's not quite as powerful as, say, a real celebrity might have, and this was decided in the courts some years ago. I can't remember. There were people who were just buying up when the whole internet thing started. They were just buying up. They'd buy ElizabethTaylor.com, or not, but they get the right. They'd register ElizabethTaylor.com or Madonna.com or whatever. Just things that they had no interest in. What their plan was to then sell the rights back to the celebrity in question when they finally decided they wanted to start a website. Now, that's what everybody has websites now. So at the time, people were just sort of slowly discovering that they wanted to have one. And then they'd find somebody else had their name, and they'd get in contact with them and says, $50,000, so you can have that website. I believe, was it Madonna? I think it was Madonna. I could be wrong about that. Someone challenged it in court to see if they started calling them squatters or web squatters or something, to see if they had a legitimate interest in someone else's name, basically. And the courts said no, they didn't, that you couldn't withhold someone from their own copyright. And by definition, your name and your professional name is under your own copyright. So they had to... the squatters had to relinquish their registration and give them up to the celebrity, and an American industry died. But that is sort of the cleverness, the kind of originality, application of new ideas that capitalism is supposed to to encourage. I really don't expect that's going to ever be an issue for Mudtoe Sasquatch. Well, maybe it will be. Who knows? I mean, that's, I've often said that that my only, they only have one material desire remaining, and that is an apartment or condo on a high floor downtown. And that's that. I guess that covers material possessions. I always just sort of said that's about the only thing I still, you know, pine for besides a woman, but that's kind of a different thing. But I've discovered in the past few weeks that that's not really true. There is something else. I finally have to admit to myself there is something else that I do feel connected to, that I feel my life is not complete because I don't have this thing in my life. And it's embarrassing to admit it just because it sounds so shallow, but it's fame. And I'm not talking about big fame. I wouldn't want to be, you know, Miley Cyrus kind of famous, just because that kind of fame is a trap. You can't, once you get to be Justin Bieber, you can't become not Justin Bieber. You will always be, you know, Justin Bieber, and people will always feel that they own you in some sense. So I don't pine after something like that at all. I would like the kind of thing, you know, where I get to go to bookstores every once in a while and do signings, and the people there know me. You know, that maybe I would ever be like recognized on the street. Maybe once in a while would be nice. But if I were coming to an event, say I was going to the bookstore, the Barnes & Noble downtown, the closest one to me, where I live right now, and say, you know, there was announced there'd be a book signing, you know, some people, a fair number of people would show up who appreciated my work, and I would sign the books for them. And maybe there would be a few groupies there, but we'll don't have to. That wouldn't be required. You know, it wouldn't have to be. And you know, occasionally I would get to go on talk shows and show how brilliant I am in that sort of forum. You know what I'd really love to do? Are you familiar with the PBS? Actually, it's not PBS, it'd be NPR. The radio is NPR. The NPR Saturday game show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I would love to be on that. You know, what it is they have, it's three people, if I haven't heard it forever. It's three people, and they're asked questions about news stories, you know, things that happened in the news in the past week. And they make ironic, satirical comments, but you know, whoever gets the most points, I really don't remember what they get, whether they won something for a charity or whether it was just, you know, for fun, like that improv show was with Drew Carey. And I haven't seen it for a long time. But it was always whenever I listened. I used to listen to it when I worked for the library. When I was working at the library on Saturdays, they would always have NPR on because it was a college library. So you had to have, and it's like a federal law, you have to have NPR on if it's college. And I would listen to it there and always kind of pictured myself in one of those radio seats with a headset on, kind of like I have now. So maybe this is in part fulfilling that fantasy, this whole Mudtoe at Midnight thing. Who knows? I hadn't really thought of that before. I am upset by the fact that I have no fame. It upsets me that almost no one knows who I am, and that almost no one ever hears what I have to say, what I think. And that's a box that almost everyone in the world is trapped in. But most people don't seem to mind it. I do mind it. I mind it a lot. And combined with that, my inability to rectify that situation, to make myself well known. I sort of thought I was when I was doing my PhD program, but I realized that by now, I've been gone for a year, by now all traces of anything I may have done in that program I work in, they've disappeared by now. Almost all the people I knew there are gone. There's a few people left, but nobody I worked with terribly closely. Some of the faculty are still there, but I mean, it's, you know, what are they going to remember? Last time I saw them, I think my ex-advisor recognized me, but there's someone else I did some fairly close work with, and she didn't know me at all. If you don't know me, my down. But anyway, I said that terribly. If you don't know me by now. I don't have any water here to drink. I don't have any water, or I guess I get the water from the tap. Ooh, but I could if worse came to worse. But I've run out of liquid refreshment. I need to pop out of the apartment and see what I can get. But I've been in, and I've been drinking like something that takes in a lot of liquids. What is something that I guess an elephant kind of does, but I don't know that I want to compare myself with elephants, although they are supposed to have very long memories. Well, anyway, I haven't felt well. It's because because of my day job, and I've discussed this before. I work a double shift, including an overnight on Tuesday, and then an overnight on Wednesday, followed by an afternoon shift on Thursday. And usually somewhere about the middle of that second overnight, I start having to run to the bathroom a lot. The diarrhea hits. It's all messed up. My body's saying, what are you doing to me? And that usually persists through Thursday, and then I get a good night's sleep, and on Friday I'm good to go. But today I have not been good to go. I've still been suffering with this, and I have wanted to get out and get some stuff done today, including I was supposed to go help Iggy move, but I didn't have the confidence. That it's like about an hour in between trips to the restroom. I didn't know that I was going to be able to. I guess it probably would have been okay. You just don't want to keep running to the bathroom in somebody's new home. That just seems kind of gauche, really. I did get a few things done here at the house. Moved some big stacks of paper and a couple of pieces of furniture. I'm in the midst of a big furniture relocation. One of the things is I'm moving Mudtoe Studios from the dining room into the living room, hoping that the acoustics will be a little bit better. As I say, it's kind of ash cave-like in here, as you may be picking up. That didn't get done. I am still in the dining room, although I have moved the dining room table into the dining room. The dining room table was formerly my shrine table, and I had it in front of the faux fireplace. I think actually the fireplace is practical to a certain extent. There's a gas pipe, which has been capped. I don't know if it would actually be practical to revive that or not. I think one time there were a lot of things in this apartment that have been changed around and modernized. And that's kind of cool. There's a coal bin. There's a coal bin in my basement. There's no coal in it, but there's a coal bin. It's the building evidently dates back to the 20s. And the furnace is built inside of the old coal furnace. So it's still got the whole thing where you open up the door, and you don't do anything with it anymore. You use that door to access the pilot light of the new furnace. But there's that history, and I kind of like that. I kind of like that about this place. It has some personality. I like that a lot. So what was I talking about? I went through all of my water and all of my soda and all of my juice because I worry about you get diarrhea. You worry about dehydration, right? So every time I'd go. As they say on the TV shows, if I'm going too much, every time I go, I'd run back to the refrigerator and pour myself a tall glass of whatever, and now I've gone through all of my tall glasses of whatever and I don't have anything left. And since I am pretty much wide awake, I think once I get done with this program, I'm going to be headed to the convenience store to replenish my liquids. And I got paid today, so I still need to pay some attention to what bills need to be sent out and all that. I don't think I've talked about my blog. I started to talk about it, and then I got sidetracked. I said where it was, And then I don't remember saying anything more about it. But you can find it at mitosasquatch.com. And I wrote this week, I wrote every Monday I post something. And this Monday, I was in this really dark mood. I was very upset and angry a lot because I'm not famous. It sounds so pathetic when I say it that way. Because nobody hears me. There's no one outside of my my circle of my closest friends who hears my voice, and that's distressing to me. And perhaps Spirit, I don't get a clear message from Spirit telling me that I need to let that go. So I'm just going to wallow in it. I figure if Spirit's really here to protect me, it would tell me not to wallow in it, right? If it's bad for me, I shouldn't wallow in it. And I don't know that it's bad for me. I think I connect with this. I connect with my negativity. I connect with my dark side. And a lot of my friends kind of jump in and say, oh, no. And but it's necessary. It's every once in a while I have to take that excursion. And so what the post was all about is just about sort of a loss of faith in things that I always kind of had faith in. So I just went through, it's just this constant repetition of what I said, the Republicans won't save you, the Democrats won't save you, Rush Limbaugh won't save you, God won't save you, Buddha won't save you. It's just 600 words of won't save yous with a couple I broke it up in a couple of places just so it wouldn't get horribly monotonous. And it drew some comments that were a little bit distressed. I didn't have anybody wag their finger at me, which is nice. But lots of people pointed me to God, and lots of people pointed me to positive thinking. This, I have a relationship with Spirit, and I understand it well. As I said, these little trips to the dark side have to happen every once in a while. They're interesting, and then I come out on the other side with a different perspective than I had before. In this case, the fact that it really does bother me that I'm not known, and I have to deal with it. It gives me something else to deal with. Isn't that a fun thing? But excuse me, huh? It's another one of these sort of side effects of, well, anything. Anyway, give the blog a read. And, you can see, you can access all the other blogs I've written back to November of 2 years ago, I think. So 2 years, yeah, I think I've been posting that blog for 2 years now. You can go back and read 2 years of blog entries and tell me what you think. These are sort of precursors to the book I'm writing, which are actually more stories. And most of my blog entries are essays. I do get some story fragments in there. I don't want to make my blog entries long enough for an entire story. It needs to be more like 3,000-4,000 words. I think that's too long for a blog entry. Certainly longer than I want to write a blog entry. But there's lots of stuff in there and you can get an idea of my writing style and what I'm working towards. And I would certainly love to hear your comments. You can leave comments on the blog. But I don't know if I'll ever look at them because I get so much spam that I don't. It's like 300 a week. I just can't deal with it. So it's probably better for you to take your comments to the Mudtoe Sasquatch Facebook page if you are on Facebook. Or you can also go to mudtoesasquatch@gmail. That should be available to anybody. mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. You can get in touch with me that way too. With your good comments and these areas need work kind of comments. I'm more than willing to hear any constructive criticism. And then I'll go cry, but then I'll probably be okay. So that's the blog. What did I write the week before that? Because I didn't get a chance to talk about that. Let me call that up here. That's one nice thing about being here in the studio. I can use the internet. Oh, I did a nice last week on the 21st. I posted an interesting little exercise. It occurred to me that I look at things, I see things like some sort of evidence that's been left behind, and I try in my mind to construct the story. How did we get to this point? And I did three of them. We had a guy come into meditation and messages who was just not the sort of guy we usually have. And I just made up a whole backstory for him, just stuff, nothing he said. It just started with the little bit that he told us, and then I made up the rest of it and where he came from and why he was there. A guy peeped his horn at me as he kind of roared by me. I was trying to get out of my car on the street in front of my apartment, and I made up a couple of different stories, possible stories for him. I had found a lady, a rather scantily dressed lady, on the porch of my neighbor's apartment. And I wrote my own story behind that, or at least a kind of a wishful thinking kind of story of what might come of that. So that's there too. You got that. The last weeks, they go back for a while. There's once a week, and then I think at one point I was doing twice a week. At one time I was trying to do something every day. I was trying to do something short every day. So you'll go through different sort of periods of history over the last 2 years that you'll find in these. And again, I'm just very anxious to hear, just very anxious to know that someone somewhere is having a look at these things. And I'm wondering what your thoughts and your comments about them might be. Let me tell you something I was going to tell you at the open, and again, I forgot. I got sidetracked on something else. There's a bike path near my home, and to get to it from my apartment, you have to go down some steps. And it's like seven flights of steps, and at the bottom of each flight, there's a flat slab of concrete. So you go down some steps, and then you walk across flat, and down some steps, and walk across flat, and down some steps. And there's like seven or eight of those kind of stages. And so I walk down that, and some people like to take their bikes down because it's a bike path. And generally people will carry their bikes down those steps. But some people just, I don't know what's in their heads, but they'll ride their bikes down there and just kind of bounce down, bounce, and then go across the flat, and then bounce, 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 and across the flat. So that's kind of dangerous, mainly because it's a very narrow and kind of bends off to one side. You really can't see the bottom of it from the top. And if you were to go off of it, if you had to swerve to avoid something, there's no sort of guardrail or anything, so you just go off into the woods. So I went down there not too long ago, and there was a bunch of, at the top of the stairs, there was a bunch of tape and caution and police line and all that. And so what happened? And of course, I went ahead and crossed it anyway and went to my stairs because it was the shortest way to get down there. And when I got close to the bottom, I saw that the very bottom sort of the last flat piece of concrete also had a bunch of police tape and various colors around it. And when I got closer, I saw that slab had just crumbled. It had just crumbled away. And I don't know, I can't imagine that somebody could have done that. Hit it and made it crumble like that. But I'm trying to imagine the face of the first, somebody came along. I knew why they had blocked it, because they knew these yahoos came down there in their bicycles, and somebody was going to come along and hit that hole and kill themselves. And sometimes I wonder if that's what happened, because it's kind of I don't even know why I felt moved to share that with you. It's just something I saw it. I walked. And I always speak what spirit moves me to speak, and I felt very strongly moved to talk about that. So I don't know, maybe someone out there has an analogous situation in their life. If what I just said triggers anything in you, please write me again at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. I would love to know about it. We've come to the end of our time together this week. Please join me again next week for more random ramblings, and take a look at my blog and let me know what you think. Once again, thank you for joining me, and we'll see you next time. Bye now. Or maybe not. Hold on. Here it is. I got to find the red button that turns everything off. Okay, here we go.